This is
For a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود باعث و لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Back to Reality on IRIB English Radio. And this is your host, Sister Zinat. So today's topic is disobedience to parents. The sixth greater sin is disobedience to one parent, as expressed, mentioned in many hadiths stated by the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and pure Imams. These have already been quoted in all the chapters that we have been doing, and we have been discussing that. The seriousness of disobedience to parents as a greater sin can be gauged from the fact that the Holy Prophet has mentioned in along that it is such a bad and unforgivable sin, you know, and if the parents has cut you out totally, if the parents talk about us by saying that this son or the daughter of mine exists no more for me. You know, it's like debt for me. That is the punishment of which is promised in the Holy Quran and the Hadith stated by the Holy Prophet. The words of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, as quoted by the Quran, are in Surah Maryam, and dutiful to my mother, and he has not made me insolent, unblessed. You know, as Isa alayhi salam did not have a father, we all know about the story. His mother is alone mentioned. In the same surah, both the father and mother of Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam are also mentioned. Both the verses mention three characteristics of the disobedient child. You know, the first characteristic is insolent. Second one is unblessed. Third one is disobedient. You know, each of these negative qualities render one liable for severe punishment. Regarding insolent, the first one that we were talking about, the Quran says, it says that in Surah Ibrahim, it says, and they asked for judgment, and every insolent opposer was disappointed. Hell is before him, and he shall be given to drink of festering water. He will drink it little by little and will not be able to swallow it, and death will come to it from every quarter, but he shall not die, and there shall be vehement chastisement before him. You know, this is what is mentioned as the Surah Ibrahim. In Surah Hud, it says, so as to those who are disobedient to their parents, you know, bad towards their parents, they shall be in fire. For them shall be sighing and groaning in it, abiding there as so long as the heaven and earth endure, except as your Lord pleases. You know, those with the third characteristic, that is a disobedient, that is those who are, will be dealt with severe punishment by Allah. You know, all are very hard. You know, in Surah Nisa, it says, and whoever disobeys Allah and his apostle and goes beyond his limit, he will cause him to enter fire, to abide in it, and he shall have an amazing punishment. So the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has spoken about hadiths on this topic and says, beware, abstain from angering your parents. The fragrance of paradise is perceived even at the distance of 1,000 years. But those who are disobedient to parents and those who cut off ties with relatives, again, cut off ties with relatives, will not be able to smell it. So people, this is very important. Whether you're offering salat or doing fasting, going out for ziyarat every single time, have a perfect hijab. Maybe you must be thinking, I have a lot of Imam Hussein, you know, martyrdom taking place at my house or elsewhere. I'm giving so much of charity. If you're cutting ties with your relative, you know, which has become such a common culture nowadays, you're cutting ties with your brother, with your sister, and your kids don't even know, they're cousins, they are growing up by not knowing your cousin, that is a very, 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 very big sin. And there is a big punishment. Paradise will be 1,000 years away from that.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop. ourselves, we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
So the people who have cut down their ties for any reason, try to make a phone call to your relatives and your parents. Try to talk to them, even though if it was their fault. You know, because in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give you a lot of blessing, a lot of blessing, you know. So even if they don't want to say salam, don't want to talk to you, it's their own fault. They have to answer on the Day of Judgment. But cutting off ties with the relative or your parents, you know, that is not allowed. One who displeases the parents, he has displeased Allah. One who has displeased Allah, one who angers both his parents, he has angered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I think this is a very, very, very common thing has happening. You know, I wouldn't say every house, but, you know, answering back to your parents, you know, but angering your parents for some reason, you know, if we have grown up as a teenager or as an adult, the way we communicate with a parent, even if they are unjust, you know, the way of the talk and the tone, you don't like it. You grew up. So now when you see the points that you're angering them, Allah doesn't like it. If they are angered by you, if they are not okay with you, Allah is not even okay with you. So what happens if you're offering salat, if you're doing that? You know, Allah is upset with us. One who hurts his parents hurts me, and one who hurts me has hurt Allah. This is the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, is saying, and the one who hurts Allah is the cursed one. The Prophet has stated, Allah will not speak to three kinds of people on the Day of Judgment. Neither will he have mercy upon them, nor will he purify their sins. There is for them a horrible punishment. The three types of people are what? Are the believers in destiny, the drunkards, you know, people who are always drunk, drinking alcohol, you know, they have the habit, alcoholic people, and those who disobey their parents. You know, Allah do not like them and will not even look at their faces, no matter what kind of great deeds or actions those people are doing. You know, so one who is blessed with parents and they have a lot of blessings, basically they have a lot of blessings in the world and hereafter because Allah will give them a lot of blessing. But one who is blessed with parents but does not fulfill his parents' rights will not be forgiven. That means, you know, have you ever asked an orphan what kind of feeling they go through that no one loves them? If you're a parent, you know definitely how hard it is to raise a kid, you know, how difficult, what kind of pains we go through every single moment. Even if we are irritated, we want to give the best to our kids. So now it says someone who is blessed to have parents in their life, you know, but the parents are, but they don't give the rights of the parents, you know. Now they have to, you know, serve them and give them a little happiness. Haven't we looked at the example fight? So many parents are in the home for the old age. When you interview them, they just ask one thing. We don't want money from our kids. All we want is a little time and little love for them. We die for love. You know, everyone in the world needs love. Many depressed people, even though they have a lot of money, all if you ask them, all they say, I want someone to come and talk to me. You know, just come and talk to me for a little bit. I will feel better. If they don't have friends, if they don't have relatives, if they don't have families, it's very depressing. Even though if they have a family or friends, but if they don't have a good relationship, it's very depressing. So you need to talk, just shower your love on people, especially your parents. Even though if you're not living with them or living with them and being bad with them is very horrible. But you know, anything, but shower your love on them. You know, the rights, we have to know what are the right towards them. We cannot yell at them. We have to take care of them, but shower your love. All they need is love, love. Talk to them politely and give them love because they are sensitive like we are. So this is all about loving your parents. And being obedient toward your parents, because being disobedient, Allah doesn't like them. And definitely, no matter how many good things we have done, Allah is not even going to look at our faces on the Day of Judgment. So for now, thank you so much for listening to us. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
It's all I need.
All I need.
It's all I need.
All I need. All I need.
Oh, oh, oh. Your love is all I need. To be all I need. And I know that you see how much you need. You mean to me, 'cause your love is all I need. To be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.